Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Waste Connections, Inc., a powerhouse in the waste management game. If you're looking to diversify your portfolio with a solid long-term play in an essential industry, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Waste Connections tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive this stock for years to come. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening lately before we unpack the full analysis. For those who might not be as familiar, Waste Connections operates in the waste management and environmental services sector, providing collection, transfer, disposal, and recycling services across North America. They're a major player in a space that's not just recession-resistant, but also critical to everyday life. With a hefty market cap and a strong presence in both the U.S. and Canada, they've built a reputation for steady growth and operational efficiency. Their industry, part of the broader industrial sector, often flies under the radar, but it's a cornerstone for investors looking for stability with growth potential. Now, let's talk about what's been making waves recently. Based on the latest updates, Waste Connections has shown some impressive performance across various timeframes, with solid gains over the past year and even more notable growth over a five-year horizon. This tells me they've got staying power, even if short-term fluctuations pop up. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves and operational wins, which we'll touch on shortly. And from their most recent Q1 2025 earnings call, it's clear they're navigating a challenging environment with resilience, posting strong revenue numbers, and focusing on margin expansion. So with that backdrop, let's dive into the meat of our analysis and see what's driving this company and what could trip it up. Strengths. First off, Waste Connections has a rock-solid business model. Operating in waste management means they're in a sector with consistent demand. Trash isn't going anywhere, folks. Their revenue figures from recent years show steady growth, with numbers climbing consistently, which speaks to their ability to scale and retain customers. Another big plus is their operational efficiency. Looking at their financials, metrics like gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding strong, indicating they're not just bringing in money but keeping a good chunk of it. Their return on equity is also competitive, showing they're using shareholder money wisely. Geographically, they've got a diversified footprint. Revenue breakdowns by region highlight a balanced presence across North America, which reduces risk from localized downturns. This kind of spread is gold for long-term investors who hate nasty surprises. And let's not forget their free cash flow. The cash flow statements reveal a healthy stream of free cash, which gives them flexibility for reinvestment, debt management, or even rewarding shareholders with dividends. Speaking of which, their dividend yield, while not sky high, adds a nice layer of income for those of us playing the long game. Weaknesses. Now let's keep it real. Waste Connections isn't perfect. One area that raises an eyebrow is their debt load. The debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which means they've leveraged up to fuel growth. While they're managing it for now, any hiccups in cash flow or interest rate spikes could put pressure on their balance sheet. Another concern is their valuation. The current price-to-earnings ratio is a bit lofty compared to some industry peers, and even the forward PE estimates suggest the stock isn't exactly a bargain. For value hunters, this might mean waiting for a pullback before jumping in. Lastly, while their short-term performance metrics like one-week or one-month gains are decent, they're not always leading the pack in their sector. This isn't a deal-breaker for long-term investors, but it hints that momentum traders might not always find the excitement they're after here. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's a lot to be excited about. One huge opportunity is the growing focus on sustainability. Waste Connections is well positioned to capitalize on recycling and environmental services as regulations tighten and public demand for green solutions ramps up. Their earnings call mentioned strategic moves in this space, and I think that's a game changer for future growth. Expansion is another big one, with strong operating cash flow and a focus on acquisitions. As highlighted in their recent updates, they've got the firepower to grow their market share, especially in underserved regions. If they play their cards right, this could turbocharge revenue down the line. And let's talk industry trends. The waste management sector itself is showing steady performance over longer timeframes, with solid gains over 5 years. Waste Connections could ride this wave, especially if they keep innovating and managing costs as well as they have been. Threats. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. One major threat is regulatory risk. The waste management industry is heavily influenced by government policies, and any sudden changes, think stricter environmental laws or higher compliance costs, could hit margins hard. Their earnings call did note some external challenges, and this is definitely one to watch. Competition is another factor. While Waste Connections is a leader, they're not alone in this space. If rivals start undercutting on price or outpacing them on innovation, it could erode their market position. Keeping an eye on industry averages for valuation and performance will be key here. Finally, economic slowdowns could pose a risk. While waste management is somewhat insulated, a deep recession could impact commercial clients and slow growth. Their debt levels, as I mentioned earlier, could make this sting even more if cash flow tightens up. So, where does this leave us? Waste Connections is a compelling story for long-term investors. On one hand, you've got a company with a bulletproof business model, strong financials, and a clear path to capitalize on sustainability trends. On the other, there's debt to watch, a premium valuation, and external risks that could throw a wrench in the works. For me, the strengths and opportunities outweigh the concerns, especially if you're looking at a multi-year horizon. Their ability to generate free cash flow and expand strategically makes them a name to consider. But I'd keep an eye on that debt and any regulatory curveballs. As we wrap up, remember that investing is all about balancing risk and reward. Waste Connections offers a lot of potential for those of us building wealth over the long haul, but it's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. Stay informed, keep tabs on their quarterly results, and watch how they navigate the challenges ahead. If you enjoyed this deep dive, make sure to stick around with MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Waste Connections below. Do you see them as a core holding, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.